I had a double shot at Starbucks with 6 shots of espresso. Then I had a nitro cold brew. And now I'm having a cup of coffee. So this is my last day alive. Let's make it count. I'm ready whenever you are. I'm sweaty. I want it to be known as we get into the episode that I am sweaty. Like, I just felt it come over me. Like, it's like a... having hot flashes over here, man.
All right.
Probably from all the coffee I've had today.
Yeah.
But yikes. Boy, oh boy, I'm going to glisten during this episode. What's it about?
Glisten. Hey, man.
Well, no. We're going to leave in the part where I'm sweaty.
Yeah, I know, but I still have to say, hey.
Okay. All right. Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, man. Have you ever heard of Project MK Ultra?
MK, are we okay? Is this podcast slowly shifting to where you just teach me about the terrifying things the government is doing? Because like we've done a lot of those.
No, this is a band.
No, it's not. No, because we've done the whole like, hey, we brought German scientists over, and also we sunk the Japanese boat thing, and also Black Tom explosion, and hey, you know,
how many of those have we done for real though?
I'm literally naming them right now. I'm going through them. You could count.
Yeah, but that's not all we're doing.
It feels like that's all we're doing. Is like we've slowly.
Well, here's the, let me tell what you're you how
trying
the internet
to
do. Works.
You're trying to shift us into who you were in high school, where eventually you're going to look at me and go, "Hey, man, have you ever heard of the moon landing?" And like you're going to try to do
and
this
then I'm
all.
Get abducted.
Okay.
No. Here's the thing.
Project MK18.
MK Ultra.
Oh.
Do you listen to me?
No.
Okay.
MK Ultra.
MK Ultra.
All right. So Project... Now... Mary-Kate.
What?
You know, one of the Olsen twins.
Okay.
You're with me.
Okay, yeah.
What you're saying... So Project MK Olsen is what we're talking about today. And... Are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you. I'm with
okay, because there is a theory out there that there's only one twin.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, and she's just moving super fast. I don't remember where I saw that, but that's a real thing I saw once. I don't think it's a real theory, but that's I saw it. She's moving so fast, it looks like there's two of them.
She's really, really quick.
I did see a thing on Twitter the other day where someone was like, wait, did you guys know that Lindsay Lohan doesn't have a twin?
Yeah, I know. That's mind-blowing, isn't it?
It's not mind-blowing.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Dude, whatever. Hey, okay, so MK Ultra.
Let's start over.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Dude, I'm sweaty. But boy, oh boy, I'm going to glisten during this episode. Are you with me? And now I'm having a cup of coffee. Project MK Olsen.
Things I learned last night. Tilling it.
All right. Let's try this again.
Hey, man.
Why did you say it like that? Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, man.
All right.
Have you heard of Project MK You Sweaty?
I just wasted good coffee in my nostril, man. All right, for real, let's try this
for real
again.
All right, here we go. Okay. Hey, man.
What's up?
Have you heard of Project MK Ultra?
Okay, is this going to be a thing
no!
where you are... Because this is another government conspiracy we're going to talk
How
about.
Do you don't even know that.
I feel like anything that has Project and Ultra in it is going to make me distrust the government more.
I've got a secret room in your basement. They just give him a bunch of LSD.
This guy's mind controlling me, man.
I've consented to this.
Here's the thing that's getting a little weird.
I don't want to give away a movie that's like 16 years old or whatever.
Things I learned last night. Tilling it.
Unless it's like some secret thing they did on Project Runway. I don't know. But I am serious in that it seems like we're doing a lot of like conspiracy things lately.
I mean, yeah, it sells.
Dude, it's destroying my YouTube comment section. I'm not kidding. Like the Alex Jones video, when people look up Alex Jones, there are more dislikes on our Alex Jones episode than there are likes.
What?
Dude, I'm serious. If you look at the comment section, it's all Alex Jones fans who are like,
these two babbling idiots are just paid by the government to put out there.
I don't know why they're hicks.
We are paid by the government.
I do know why they're hicks, but I was like, I do know why I went with that accent, but I don't want to discriminate, you know?
These people are paid by the government to put out these corrupt lies, and Q is going to expose them.
That's actually very accurate. What? I'm looking for that video right now.
Alex Jones video? No, yeah. It's straight up like, I mean, and there are people who followed me from that episode who now intentionally dislike every video I put out.
We've only got one less like. Here we go, and I just liked it with the church's account. Oops.
So Summit Park really enjoyed that video. But look at the comments, man. Like people think we're babbling idiots. And we got reviewed negatively on Apple Podcasts. So if you're a listener and you actually enjoy this podcast, please go leave a positive review on our YouTube comments or on the Apple Podcast. This wasn't a plug for it, but I'm serious. Like, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, like, can we just do the Natalia Barnett episode, which is kind of like a conspiracy thing? People came in hot in the comments. I was not prepared.
Oh my gosh. I've never looked at our comments.
Let's do a less controversial topic. Like maybe teach us about Little Caesars.
Okay. Well, you know, or that actually sounds like a great episode.
Yeah.
And we can have Little Caesars while we can eat Little Caesars while we
eat. Yeah. Do. You know, or like the JFK assassination. Teach us about something that
won't ruffle any feathers.
Right. 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 You know,
you literally commented on Natalia Barnett and said, we got to start doing less controversial.
I know. Because the comments, dude, because they're getting out of hand, man.
Somebody,
I'm trying to build a YouTube channel and you are actively trying to ruin it.
Somebody commented on your post, which comes from your account with your name on it, Jaron Myers, and said Jaron with two R's.
Wait, what?
Blatant disrespect.
Wait, what?
They quoted you. They put Jaron with two R's. Oh. JRRON.
Yeah.
And it's like you can look. The account has one R.
Dude, I think that's people do that to me on social media all the time. Like they intentionally disrespect me.
Well, all right, let's do a less controversial episode then. Hey man, have you ever heard of
don't close all your tabs. Let's just do this one and let's not release it. All right, Project MK Ultra.
MK Ultra
sounds like Mary Kay and Ultra.
Ulta. You're thinking of Ulta
Beauty. Oh, you're right. Sorry, I'm not married.
Well, that's just because
I also don't wear their products. So,
I actually have been. Bree's been watching. What's it called? Project Glow. It's actually called Project Glow. Or no, it's Glow Up. It's Glow Up.
Project Glow Up.
No, it's just Glow Up. Project Blow Up. No, it's Project. No, it's just Glow Up. I think it's just Glow Up. But it's like a makeup competition.
Is this a raving review for a show that you don't even know what it's called?
It's actually kind of good. Anyways, Project MK Ultra, it's a thing. and it happened. Okay, so we'll take it back. Have you heard of Project Artichoke? I didn't prepare any content. I'm just going to name a bunch of these things until you call me out.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm kidding. Have you ever heard of Project Artichoke?
Okay, is it the same thing?
Sort of.
It's a predecessor to this.
So Project Artichoke was a secret project started by the, you guessed it, CIA.
Oh my gosh.
But this is not a conspiracy theory.
What year?
The CIA released the documents unveiling everything that they did with this and said, guys, shouldn't have done this. So wait till you hear about it. Yeah. 1951.
The CIA, more often than not, is turning out to be like a serial killer neighbor who is just like opening his shed and being like, hey guys, I shouldn't have done this.
he's like,
and then we're all like, hey, it's okay, buddy. We
it's
still,
been a few years.
We're still like, on board like, okay. with you. And then he opens up his basement and he's like, guys,
you didn't see the basement.
Hey, you remember how I told you the shed was like all
it's like really crazy? And he's like, wait, hey, can we go to your basement real quick? I need to show you something. I've got a secret room in your basement.
And by the way, as I was tearing out the walls to put it in bodies into your basement, I saw something written on the beams down there that said that it had GPS coordinates to the house next door. I don't know if that's like a treasure map.
I don't know if you did that or if I did it. I don't remember, but it's a thing. Yeah, so Project Artichoke was early 1950s.
Okay.
It started because the U.S. had gotten word that the Soviets were spying on them, and the CIA agent said, well, hey, wouldn't it be convenient if these spies, we could figure out who they were, and then control their mind and turn them into assassins for us? Like, no joke.
Wouldn't that be great if, now hear me out, all right? If we could not only figure out who they are and where they live.
Yes, yeah.
But if, and I mean all of them, can we put it in, can we like kind of like sneak it in their brains that they're like kind of into me because I need a date, you know? And it's like, ha ha, you know what I mean? I think it'd be hilarious. And I would also have like a whole empire of people married to me.
And then we'd make them assassins too.
And also they'd kill people. Yeah, they'd I thought that was given. Backers. I thought that was given that with was the whole obvious, cult thing like, I was trying to build.
Yeah.
But sorry, I didn't clarify. Yes, I do want them to be murderers. Yeah.
Yeah. So they,
I feel like there's so much that goes into just finding out who they are, but then there's just also like the layer that's like,
yeah, right.
Dude, the CIA's dreams were, you can't fault them for not dreaming big.
Oh yeah. They were the ones who were like, yeah, I could do anything. So yeah, Project Artichoke, a few years later, it was renamed MK Ultra.
We already know we'll we can back. Control brains. Like we did it to this paralyzed monkey, you know?
Ooh, that's scary. So
is that going to come up on this episode?
I don't know, but that's okay. Me thinking there's correlations that could be made. So they a couple years later renamed it MK Ultra. We'll come back to Artichoke in a second. You need to know Artichoke is where it began. The guy who started it really liked
artichokes dip. Oh, sorry, artichokes.
Just artichokes.
Yeah.
He didn't eat them. He liked the way they looked. He set them up around his house a lot. He was a weird guy.
Yeah, he actually called himself Artichoke. His name was Arthur. And he choked a lot of people. So, and then he...
Prepare to be artichoked.
Dude, that's 100% where my brain went. It was like, artichoke.
He was like, art.
Like, he's like a... like it was before the WWE, right? So now he's like one of those local wrestlers. And he like shows up in like just like real tight outfit.
Real tight outfit.
And his move is the artichoke. Come on.
It's artistic.
Yeah. He's like, I can't wait to get my hands on these Soviet spies. I'm going to artichoke them out. Turn them into my own personal assassins.
Oh, gosh. Anyways, so the MK Ultra program was born out of the Artichoke program. The Artichoke was like, hey, what can we do to mind control people? MK Ultra took that a step further and was like, we can do a lot. And so
turns out we can do basically anything you want.
There's a lot of different options. And so it literally was like Artichoke was like this crazy idea, and then they were like, MK Ultra is the, let's test it.
The fruition of it, yeah.
The idea. And so they kind of sat down at a table, and they were like, what are all the possible ways you can control
they being the
mind?
CIA, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. So this MK Ultra is the secret program run by the CIA.
They're like, we like what you're doing, Arthur. We're going to take it a little further.
Yes, yes. And so at that same time, they started their psychological warfare unit. Of the CIA, which is a thing that still runs today. And then MK Ultra.
Is the psychological warfare thing, is that what? No, that's different. Never mind. The movie, the Report, did you watch that with Adam Driver?
No. What is it?
The Torture Report. It's about, it was about like how, that was more about the Afghanistan war and all that.
Yeah, the psychological warfare unit, here's one thing they did that they're famous for. They got a lot of heat for this. So they were in some town, I want to say it was Vietnam during the Vietnam War, and they found out that the people in this town were really superstitious and like afraid of vampires.
Yeah.
Specifically vampires. Why, I don't know, but they were very afraid of vampires. And they didn't want the people in the town to support what was going on in the war and like become rebels. So what these people did, and this is terrible, this is just a crazy idea. They started a rumor in the town that some vampires were seen out in the woods, and then they waited for a group of one of their like rebel patrols to go out at night. They kidnapped one of them, they hung him upside down, and they like punched a hole in his neck and let him just be drained of all of his blood and left him there for them to find him, so that way people will be like, vampires got him. And then the whole town went into a frenzy. That's what the psychological warfare unit did. Crazy. You so yeah. Know. So they get a lot of heat, the psychological warfare unit, for being, you know,
but America
really jacked up.
Is perfect and without blemish.
Yeah, there's no problems. No problems.
How could this be true?
I don't know.
That stresses me out. I was just thinking like more like waterboarding, but that's way worse.
That's part of it. Yeah. But they would do crazy things like to just mess with, really honestly, just mess with civilians in places where there's conflict to keep the civilians like at bay, basically. Really, really messed up stuff.
Isn't that literally the plot of The Village, though?
It might be. They might have. Have you watched The Village? We watched it in high school.
You watched The Village in high school?
It was really weird.
They were like, you know what? Guys.
Here's what I think happened. I think, if I remember right.
Hey, you're Lutheran high school.
Yes, I'm a little funny.
They were like, let's watch an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Hey, here's what I think happened. Here's
they pronounced it Shyamalan. But
here's what I think happened. Here's what I think. Honest. My teacher got sick, was going to be out for a few weeks. Like, it was like I had to go to the hospital sickness. And so, instead of getting a sub for like the extended thing, his classes got like separated into other like teachers' responsibilities. So in their off hours, they had him. His class would be there, but they weren't qualified to teach the class he taught. I think it was like some science class. So a lot of them just kind of taught us other stuff. And one guy was just like, hey, there's this movie, The Village. I really like it. We should watch it. And that's what we did.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
When I was in eighth grade, my science teacher showed us Disturbia. So that's not a joke. I wish it was. Sure wish that was a joke.
Guys, you can't believe what movie I just saw.
It was Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox.
Like, I found this place on Google where you can watch movies for free even while they're in theaters. It's kind of bad quality, but we're going to watch it in class.
Yeah, but The Village, I mean, I don't want to give away a movie that's like 16 years old or whatever, but the whole premise was there, you know, because when I saw the commercials for it, or I always thought that it was just like an old-timey thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it is. But like, they're kept in this village, and in the woods is all these spooky goblin monster vampire things.
Yeah.
But on the other side of the woods is like normal modern civilization.
Yeah.
And the leaders of the community were just keeping them hidden.
People hidden in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, so pretty.
So you're telling me that's the CIA that was doing that?
Yeah, the CIA is running the village. Yeah. So it's part of that already shady.
What if we found out that they're still doing it to somebody? Like, what if it came out now that, like, for the last 50-something years, the CIA has been keeping people in some kind of...
Gosh, I don't know, man.
I don't even know if I'd be surprised at this point.
I wouldn't.
Like, genuinely. Like, I know it's but I mean, like...
I would not be surprised. Not at all.
It sounds...
Not at all.
Spooky.
Wait till you hear about all this. So they sat around a table. They sat around a table and they were like, what are all the possible ways you could mind control someone? And so they just kind of like, there's no bad ideas. Let's just hear them all. And so the list of ideas that they had was obviously psychoactive drugs like LSD, pretty popular at the time.
Yeah.
Other chemicals, electric shocks, hypnosis, sensory deprivation, isolation, verbal and sexual abuse, other forms of torture. And one of my personal favorites, just hit him on the head really hard.
just knock them unconscious. And then when they wake up, they'll be like, I belong to you.
And so.
Well, you know, like that's what Jeffrey Dahmer was trying to do.
What?
Do you know about that?
Really?
Yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer was trying to make like a zombie sex slave, basically.
Interesting. I didn't
he's
know
known,
that.
He's known for the whole like, oh,
I thought
eating.
He was just like crazy.
Well, yeah, he is. What, like, oh, that makes a lot more sense.
He's pretty
freaking psychopath. No, so he's known for the whole eating thing, but he didn't even do all that much. But his goal was to make a zombie sex slave because he wanted a person to still be alive but not fight back, basically. So, like, the victim that he got caught for, yeah. He drilled a hole in their head and was like pouring like battery acid into their brain, hoping that it would
what
like.
What in the heck,
dude? That's what I'm saying.
Yikes!
Crazy stuff. Yikes. And he was like in the CIA, you know. So, but I mean, like, yeah, that's what he was trying to do. Was like, so, you know, the bad ideas are all around.
Jeez.
Yeah, we should do a whole episode on Dahmer. I could teach you that.
Yeah, that actually that sounds kind of fun.
Does it? I don't like that response. All right, so they're trying to figure out mind control things.
Yes.
I don't like the response to a serial killer, you being like, that sounds really fun. Well, like, and you said it earnestly, too.
Of you telling me, you're just what like, sounds fun is you teaching me something.
That sounds like a really good time. I would love
I want
to
you to teach me something. Okay, whatever. Get off me. So they...
People listening to the audio version of this are like, wait, is Jaron on top of Tim right now? They're like, get off of me. And they're like, what? Like,
what is happening? He does that. He does this thing where he tries to tell me something. Yeah,
if you don't watch the video version of this, this gets weird.
Let me describe the scene to you right now. If you're listening, I'm trying to teach Jaron something and he's just laying on me. Like he just laid out on me, and I'm trying to be professional, but right. It's hard.
Yeah.
When Jared's laying on me.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try to work through this.
Yeah. Hold on. Can you move a little bit? I'm very uncomfortable.
Sorry. Yeah. I think I got my elbow in your ribs. So here, I'm gonna try to work through this, but guys, it's gonna be a tough one. He's not moving.
I hate everything about our friendship. Dadgummit.
So they sat down. They were like, we got a big list of possibilities. We got to figure out which ones are going to work.
Which one are we going to try?
So here's what they did. They decided we're going to have to test them all and see what works the best. And so
we're going to test them on our own families.
Here's what they did. They set up fake doctor's offices and waited for people to come in with problems. And they diagnosed them with all of these different ideas. And so sleep deprivation, they would leave them in the room and not let them sleep for like days on end and then just record what happened. LSD, they just give them a bunch of LSD and see how things happened. And people would come in for like legitimate problems.
Where did they set these up at?
They set them up across the US and Canada. They apparently struck a deal with Canada and were like, hey, so we've got this idea about mind controlling people. Here's what we want to do. What do you guys think? And Canada was like...
And they were like, no. And they're like, hey, quit being... you know, wusses about this. And then Canada was like, sorry about that.
Sorry, okay.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's kind of how I picture that going.
We'll let you do that, and then you'll take Justin Bieber from us in 2009. How about that? We'll agree on that?
They knew?
Oh, yeah.
What are you suggesting about Canada?
Dude, I'm suggesting that Justin Bieber is controlled by the CIA. That's what I'm suggesting.
Very well could be. Yeah, so they just started.
I'm also suggesting that you and I are controlled by the CIA. So getting paid, y'all.
Well, maybe. bro, this crap goes deep, man.
I don't like this at all. I don't like the episodes where I'm finding out that everything that we've ever trusted about the American dream is actually just an American nightmare.
It's rough, man. So they started testing people. There was no serious, like, well, there's only a couple of deaths.
There was no serious, they killed a few people.
Yeah, there's reports of people who had gotten this testing done and like
they're all involuntarily doing this.
Yeah, nobody even knows it's happening. Yeah. Like they
well, I mean, how can you volunteer to be mind controlled, you know?
Well, yeah, true. Yeah, that would kind of mess up.
Okay. Well, yeah, you got me. What do you want me to do? This guy's mind controlling me, man. Look at that. He's like, he wants me to do something. I'm doing it. I've consented to this. That kind of takes away the point.
So their concept was they would take people in. They would do whatever their mind control substance was. They'd give them that substance. And then what they would do is they would introduce... like kind of a Pavlov's.
When you say substance, they would do one of the tactics that they had.
One of those tactics.
Because one of the tactics was sexual abuse.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, all right, hey, listen, I know you're coming in because you're getting headaches every day. here's what I'm going to need you to do.
Bro, I kid you not. They had a sub project of MK Ultra called, well, I'll describe it first before I tell you the name. They had a sub project where they hired prostitutes to pick up men, mm-hmm. take them back to their hotel. And in the hotel, they had two-way mirror set up. The prostitutes would, you know,
do prostitution things.
While they would try to mind control the subjects. And so they would do like the CIA would teach them things and be like, try this, see what happens, and see if they could, like, with the power of suggestion, get them to do stuff while in a state of like sexual arousal and see if that had anything to do with it. The name of this sub project was Project Midnight Climax.
Stop.
The legal documented name, Project Midnight
Climax. Yeah, there was actually a trademark war over it when one of those gas station condoms in the bathroom was like, we're calling this Midnight Climax.
They're like, I can't. CIA's
and
got that
the
one.
CIA was like, no, you're not. And they were like, wait, why?
Wait, excuse
Shut
me.
Shut up.
Yeah, some weird stuff. Like weird.
Oh, man.
Weird stuff. They would test these people, and then whatever that thing that they were testing, they would introduce that to the people.
I'm trying to think of, I guess I'm just sitting here thinking of adults in the 50s and 60s. I'm like, how do you get to a place where you go, yeah, let's try that? Like, I want to believe that in 2020 that wouldn't happen.
I think it's believable. Here's what, if you, let's play that game for a second. Think about, picture, it's the 1950s. The U.S. dropped an atom bomb on the Japanese. They just found out about Adolf Hitler, like, was like, what, 7 years ago? And yeah. He had the concentration camps. And then you just found out recently that Soviet spies had figured out the technology in our atom bombs, and they were building their own. Like, you're in a world where you're like,
yeah,
this place is really messed up. And like, everybody knows it. You're also in this ridiculously, like,
you're kind of like in a race to figure out 100%, what can we do.
100%. And yeah. So it's understandable. It's,
you're almost desperate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And there was,
you got like the government breathing down your neck being like, hey, figure this out because we're all going to die if you don't.
Yeah.
I guess I can see that.
There was evidence because we obviously, like, the whole Cold War was just a race to get as many nukes as you can, and then hopefully you don't have to use them or you're the first to use them. But underneath that, it wasn't just nukes. It was also biological weapons. Both sides were doing biological weapons. And then even underneath that, it's documented that the Soviets were also trying to do this mind control thing, which is why we started trying to do the mind control thing, allegedly. Who knows who actually did it first? But both were racing to try to figure out mind control.
Sure.
So it's kind of like they have a big gun. I got to go get a big gun. They got a bigger gun. I got to go get a bigger gun. Kind of like, how do I defend myself? Kind of just fear culture. That laid in with what the American culture was at the time of, like, we're the best country on the planet and
we can't be beat.
Yeah. So I
can't. They've hired prostitutes. Now I have to pretend to my coworkers that I don't know who this girl is.
Because, you know, USA. Yeah. So I can.
This stresses me out so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what they would do?
Why can't we do a fun topic like Little Caesars?
Okay, fine. We'll do Little Caesars next week. Man. Just pretending to be surprised. when I bring it up, hopefully they got something interesting to talk about.
Just do
a few
like
years ago, this guy started a pizza company. It's called Little Caesars. That's it.
Man, this is why I don't watch documentaries, because I don't want to, at the end of it, be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So back to this point, I've been trying to think for like 10 minutes. They would introduce the test was. Test them, get them into this vulnerable state. Then they would, like, almost Pavlov's dog them and just introduce some sort of repetitive thing. And it was different for everybody, but it was like, we can reintroduce this in the real world and then make them suggestible.
Right.
So they'd introduce it a whole bunch, and then they would put them in a medically induced coma for a ridiculously long time and hope that the coma would make them not be able to remember what happened when they were torturing them. Really, they were just torturing them. And then they would send them on their way, and then see later they would, like, and
what were their family members and try doing?
To do them, do whatever. They thought they a lot of these people thought it was like medical, like they were being treated for whatever they had went to the doctor for, and so like, oh, this is a specialist. They're doing what's best for them, like trying to help them, and they had no clue what was actually like happening. They was all under the guise of these are real doctors.
Yeah, there's a guy who comes to our house every day dressed in all black and then just punches my husband in the face, you know, every morning. It's physical abuse. That was his prescription. And he just walks in our front door, punches him in the mouth. He goes, "Did you spit your coffee out?" I was trying to get you there.
I was trying so hard not to.
But it's the visual of like them just sitting there, the guy busts down the front door, punches him in the mouth, and then walks out, and the wife just goes, "Doctor's orders."
You know? That's the prescription.
Like they're just physically beating the crap out of him every day. And he leaves and they're just like, "Yeah, that's the prescription. That makes sense.
It'll help."
Yeah.
I know.
They beat him so hard he went into a coma for 6 months, came out, couldn't remember a thing, and they were like, "He's fixed."
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Messed up, man.
And they're just up. Like, well, he's a specialist, so
he knows what he's doing.
And it's the 50s, you know, so I'm not gonna question anything.
For real though.
All of our cleaning supplies could kill us, so whatever.
I don't know that yet. yeah. So that's actually pretty accurate to
you
how
gonna finish that coffee.
Yeah, I will.
Oh,
it's just my spit.
If you take another sip of that, I'm going to barf from this table. Do not do that. I'm going to leave. Stop. Do not do that. Oh my gosh. Why?
It's my spit.
Dude, okay. I was thinking about this the other day. I don't know what being a parent is going to be like for me. Parent, not parrot.
I thought you said parrot. I was confused.
I know. I saw your face go.
I was like, what do you expect to happen? He's like, "Yeah, I saw this doctor the other day. I've got this finger in my foot."
He was like, "We're going to put your consciousness into a parrot. We're going to see if that helps."
We're going to see. I think it'll help.
I don't know what being a parent is going to be like, but I internally like hurt whenever I see parents like eat the baby food.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't even be a good parent.
It's a thing where it's like you don't want to give your kid something you want to eat. So it's like, I mean, if you're like, you eat that and you're like, "Yeah, that's awful. Why would you give it to them?" That's the idea.
Yeah, that's baby food. That's what you eat because you're a baby.
That's not.
I eat adult food because I have teeth.
It's not. No. No.
Oh.
All right, whatever. Okay.
Or like they put the pacifier in their mouth. I'm sure I'll do all this.
Yeah. Yeah. But you got to clean it off with your saliva.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, and also like scrapes and bruises. Like if my kid comes to me and is like, "Dad, I've got this bloody gash on my leg," I'm going to have to be like, "Okay, go get your mom. Tell her about your gash and also tell her that I just passed out." Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I can't do this.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that was a side tangent. So these people are waking up from these comas, still remembering?
Some of them, a lot of them.
What do they do then? Like they wake up out of the coma and they're doing the whole like, "Okay, great. Can you feel this? Cool. Okay. What do you remember?" And they're like, "I freaking remember everything." And they're like, "Put them back under." Like,
"Hey, you got to hit them a few more times." Like, I don't know. I do know, like I watched an interview with a woman who forgot everything. Like she couldn't remember a single thing. She was like, I was basically an infant. She actually said, she's like, "I had to relearn how to go to the bathroom, how to walk. Like I had to relearn my name. Like I couldn't remember a single thing in my life." It's like, woof.
All for the CIA to be like, "We tried.
We can mind control people." Here's another thing they tried that's kind of interesting. In Portland, Oregon.
Do you think that if you get elected president, they just run you through this stuff on the first day?
I doubt it.
Because that's what I imagine is like you become president and then you get to find out all the secrets, which I don't think is true because I'm pretty sure Donald Trump would have just tweeted all of them. So maybe they changed it, you know. But like, I imagine the first day is like, "Hey, congrats on winning, and we're excited to work with you. Also, here's the file on every sketchy thing we've done. So just so you know,
so just
Here's the truth. Keep up the lie.
Yeah. Let it keep going. Yeah. So this is a quick, very quick sidebar. Have you ever heard of Polybius?
Yeah, I read a lot of his work.
What's that a reference to?
I don't know. Polybius sounds like a philosopher.
Okay.
Fair. Polybius. I watched that movie.
Fair.
It's Prometheus.
Oh. Okay, whatever.
What is
Polybius.
Polybius.
It was in the 80s. So it's classified as an urban legend. Classified. But I think it's believable. Basically, the concept is there was an arcade machine that showed up by the name of Polybius in Portland, Oregon. Was there for a few weeks. Game made by Atari, by the same guy who developed... Hold on, let me double check real quick.
You've got Asteroids. My interest.
Asteroids, the game. Oh, Asteroids. Like that.
Yeah.
Same guy who developed that developed Polybius. After he was confronted by the army and asked to make this game, and essentially it was a game that, through the use of subliminal messagings, mind controlled players. Players who played it reported falling into deep depression, not being able to sleep, having severe PTSD, but not having anything that they could remember happening to them. Crazy things. Was in the arcade for 1 week, disappeared. No record of it ever being there again. So it's this urban legend. People are like, it doesn't exist, never happened. Atari denies that it ever happened. I thought it was a great opportunity for Atari to create a sub unit of Atari and call it the Atarmy. That's the only reason I brought up this story.
Just to make an Atarmy joke?
Jeez. Somebody made the game.
We have Atarmy shirts for sale on our merch store.
That would be really cool. I'd buy it.
Atarmy?
Yeah, it's like the Atari logo and the Army logo mixed.
Yeah.
That would be really freaking cool.
I'll work on it.
I'd wear it hard.
You'd wear it hard. What does that mean? Describe to me what that means.
Like if you wear something, but like you wear it out. That's how I wear most of my things.
Okay.
But yeah, some developer in the early 2000s found that urban legend and actually made the game. But there's no description of what it really was. Some people said it was an LSD trip. The game was, if you trip LSD, everything you see, make that a video game. That's what you play.
Wow.
And then, so they were like, basically, if we can make it to where you experienced an LSD trip without you having a trip. So I don't know if it's true, but I just wanted to make the Atari joke.
So basically, the CIA is really trying everything they can.
Everything they can to be able...
Including debilitating people with these experiments.
Yeah, yeah. To the point, and here's the scary part about it. Nobody was off limits. There was a guy named Frank Olson, who was a part of the army. He worked in their biological weapons unit, got a job as a CIA doctor, like was a part of the CIA, went on a company retreat. And at the company retreat, there was a couple of guys from Project MKUltra. Actually, the director and like his like number two man were there. And then like eight other guys on this retreat. And as happens often on these, they all just kind of hung around, got some drinks, and... The director
Frank can't remember anything after that.
The director of it slipped Frank something in his drink and it made him go crazy. 10 days later, he jumps off of a building and dies. Allegedly. There's a good deal of evidence that he did not jump off it. Like it was originally ruled a suicide, but there's evidence that a phone call was made from the room he jumped out of by the director of the CIA moments before his death. And in 75, they paid his family $750,000. In the early 2000s, his family sued them for wrongful death. And when that happened, they like revisited the autopsy. And the autopsy said that there are injuries consistent with the fall, but there's also injuries that were not consistent with the fall. But ruled it inconclusive because it had been so many years since his death. So there's some sketchy stuff with that there. So, and he was a part of the program. Like nobody was off limits for these crazy tests that they were doing. They were just like,
before I knew he died, I was going to make jokes, but now I don't want to. But they probably did it to other people in the program. So we'll make it about them. Let's say there was a person named, you know, Cecil that worked. And they were like, Cecil took my parking spot. We're going to sexually abuse Cecil this week and see if we can control him to park somewhere else.
And Cecil, if we can get him, see what I, Cecil. All right. it wasn't that great of a joke. I'm sorry. I apologize.
We'll edit it out.
I'll hit you in the head really hard and see if we can get you to stop doing that.
Will you please start coming into my apartment and just beating me up every day until I forget that you made that joke?
Just hit me then, and then ask me if I remember. And as long as I say yes,
hit then, me again.
Yeah, hit me again. But if I say remember what, then yeah, you dude, did good.
Of course I remember. Gosh,
remember what? Mission success.
Mission success.
Mission success.
Okay, so they're just doing it to anybody and everybody.
Anybody and everybody they can get their hands on. They are just testing them.
Yeah.
So really messed up. So this goes really deep. There's a lot of stories. We don't have time to cover them all. I kind of hit the highlights of it. But before we close out at MK Ultra, there's a whole line of MK projects. I don't understand. I think really do think it could be Mary Kate. She's in charge of it. But they had
Kate MK, Olsen.
Mary Kate and Ashley.
Ashley doesn't exist.
MK, there's MK Olsen, MK Ultra, MK Ashley, MK. No, but for real, MK Ultra, Project Artichoke, MK Naomi, which was a biological warfare program where they did the same thing, made and tested biological warfare. MK Chatter, MK Chatter, which was a Navy program for testing drugs. MK Often was a, I think, surveillance program. Hold on, let me double check. No, that was toxic effects of drugs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so all these things where they were just testing people really without their consent or knowledge or anything about it. Back to Project Artichoke, where this all stemmed from and that everything kind of broke out of Project Artichoke. This was headed up by a scientist named Kurt Blome and another scientist named Eric Traub, which were two influential people because they were directors of the Nazi biological warfare program.
So they were stolen during Operation Paperclip.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, okay, so you know how we were doing some pretty unethical things over there? We're going to have to keep doing them here.
Yeah.
Because that's literally the only way we know how to do science.
Yeah.
What, you want us to build a volcano? Easy. Boom. Duh. Look, little paper mache volcano. Yeah. Where's the fun of that? Yeah. Can we hold someone over the paper mache volcano, have it shoot into their face every day until they go, I will do whatever you want to make this stop? Can we do that?
Can we do that?
And it's like, no, that's pretty.
What if we take them, take their face, turn their face into a paper mache volcano?
What if we could make this spew out of their mouth? And it's like, I mean, that sounds interesting, it's pretty cool, it's still.
But here's an idea. What if we just hit people in the face really hard until they can't remember anything?
You try that. Yeah, try that. Actually, that's gonna be. Yeah, we should probably. Yeah.
Now here's what's scary about him. Blome, his big thing, he was the like biological warfare guy. Like he created all their biological agents. And when he was brought in, his background said he was a German cancer scientist, and so he would study cancer. Not even close to true. They just said that's what he did. So that's a whole Operation Paperclip discussion. But this whole MK Ultra program. Really messed up, really sketchy, tied directly to Operation Paperclip and led directly by people who were involved with Operation Paperclip. So that's sketchy. Last thing.
Could it be that this was their way? Now, this is a long game. And I know that I'm going to be a conspiracy theorist myself right now.
Yes, let's hear it.
But imagine. Imagine. If you've got this enemy, right? Now you've been destroyed by the enemy. Your side of the war has lost.
Yeah.
And then they take you and they're like, hey, please work with our government to do these things.
Yeah.
Can you, would it be a smart move? And maybe I'm just thinking this because I've been watching a lot of Big Brother and I'm pretty strategy minded right now.
Yeah.
Could you do a lot of these things, present these ideas, and be like, hey, we should do these unethical things, yeah. right? And then work to get them uncovered years later, creating mistrust in the government to a point where now there are a very large number of people in the United States who have zero trust for the government, making this unity harder to hold.
That's pretty interesting.
You know, I'm just thinking of ways of like, how that's, this isn't just like, oh, Russia's tampering with the elections. It's like, maybe.
Here's something. I thought about doing an episode on this, but there's just not enough here. So maybe we could just real quick drop that nugget in here. Did you know there is a, in Chile, I believe it is, there is a...
It's pronounced Chile, but yeah. that's what I keep seeing on Twitter.
Okay. There's a town called Colonia Dignidad. Have you ever heard of that? Mm-mm. It's a town in Chile that I don't know how it happened, but just a ton of the Nazis after World War II
ended up there.
And now it's literally like a German town. You go there, everyone speaks German. They have like like German style pubs. They have Oktoberfest there. And there was somebody, I saw some video, somebody went out there, like some documentary guy went out there, and they like had all these like artifacts and stuff from their grandparents who were like literally Nazis in World War II. And they were like, look at the great things that they did. And like, they like glorify the Nazis in this town in Chile. And they renamed it something like, yeah, but, and it's actually like there's rumors that they have camps set up there with the locals, and the locals are in the camps. But it really is like the guy that I saw, the documentary guy was like, you can tell like the minorities in that town are treated vastly different than the people who look like Germans, talk like Germans. It's
can't
a
imagine
really messed
why.
Up thing. Yeah. So, I mean,
interesting. I was just thinking like that would be a long-term play. But one that could be effective.
A long game, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of long games, during the Watergate scandal in the 70s, the director of the CIA was like, a lot of sketchy stuff is getting unveiled about some people in the government. Let's destroy all of our sketchy documents. And so...
I see that they're coming for the sketchy stuff. Assistant, please get rid of our sketchy stuff.
So he ordered all the MKUltra files destroyed. But in 75, there was some committee that came together, was like, hey, you guys got to tell us about all the sketchy stuff you ever done. And apparently they misfiled some of the MKUltra stuff. And so all this stuff got out about what they did with MKUltra. Here's where things get a little weird though.
Here's where things get weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's where things get a little weird. This was a part of the CIA psychological warfare unit. And one thing they were known for was misinformation. They would trick people into believing stuff that wasn't true because they had some sort of ulterior motive they were trying to control the public with. Another small sidebar. Generoso Pope Jr., that name mean anything to you? It shouldn't. It'd be weird if it did.
Okay.
That was a guy who in 1950 got hired to the CIA's psychological warfare unit.
Okay.
2 years later, leaves the CIA, buys a small magazine that was run in New York, fairly like normal magazine, right? For $75,000, renames it the National Enquirer and starts putting out tabloids, runs it for like 50 years, putting out just ridiculous news about ridiculous crap. Mm-hmm. And so there are theories that that was his mission,
right?
Was the National Enquirer. And what's interesting.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like, if there's a initiative, if there's a plan to get everyone on board with misinformation,
yeah,
to flood media and almost like where we're at right now with social media, where there's so many quote unquote facts out there that it's kind of like, oh, what? Like there's so many things that you could find disagreements on anything.
Yeah.
And maybe that was part of the tactic, was just flood it with so much information that truth is hard to find.
Yeah. I think that's viable. I think that's 100% viable. Sorry, I got a little distracted for a second there. Maybe.
Okay, so what we were saying, though, was that he, in 1975, all this stuff was coming out. Then we found out about Generoso Pope Jr.
Yeah. So
whatever his name was.
So there's a decent amount of people that think that this MK Ultra, like, obviously this makes the government look really messed up.
Right.
From this organization that we know specializes in psychological warfare and misinformation. And they just happen to misfile a bunch of these files that would make them look really, really, really bad. And so there's these theories that are like, none of it's true. They made it all up, made it so inflammatory to take people off the trail
of what actually happened.
Something else. Of
interesting.
And what that is.
Who knows? That is pretty scary. If you have a whole government leg that their whole job is to, like, it's so gross that you're still drinking that coffee. Their whole job is to make you think that, just deceive the public.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I watched an interview from a former CIA agent who released a book, the only book in U.S. history that's ever been attempted by the government to censor. It was this guy's book that supposedly unveiled a bunch of CIA secrets.
I was going to say there's a bunch of books that have come out about the Trump administration that they've sued over.
But they didn't censor. They just sued him.
That's fair.
But this guy, he talked about how one thing he said that was very interesting was he talked about how the government knows that all the other governments out there know what they're up to. He said they're not concerned about trying to stop them from finding out. It's the people, because they think the people are the problem.
People in the United States?
Yeah. And so they're out here.
So it's like, they're out here
making stuff up, doing sketchy things just to get you off the trail of what they're actually working on. Which is even sketchier.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
That wouldn't make sense.
I mean,
our enemies know what's up. We don't care about that. We care if the people who, like, are on our side care or know about it.
Are we on their side?
Well, we wouldn't be if we knew, I guess.
I guess that's the idea. That's the point. They want to keep control of the people. And they want to keep doing
sketchy stuff. I knew you were doing this with our podcast. Our podcast is becoming some freaking weird conspiracy thing.
Okay, no, that's just...
We just started this to have fun as best friends talking about different topics. And then you're like, let's just use this to create and sow distrust in the government.
Hey, man, have you ever heard of the internet? There's this thing it does where... If you get on and you read an article about something, it suggests articles that are similar. And I read about Operation Paperclip not too long ago, and things have gotten weird. And I can't help but not tell you about the crazy stuff that I'm finding out. Because I'm finding out some pretty crazy stuff.
WorldTruth.tv, I'm telling you, they are posting things that just sound a little sketchy to me, and I just kind of want to bring them up and talk about it. I don't know if I believe them.
Next week, I'll tell you about freaking Little Caesars, okay?
Thank you. I swear, if we put out a Little Caesars episode next week, that's really funny to me. Gosh dang. Yeah, what else you got on this?
That's all I got.
I'm just saying, it feels like we're shifting into that, like, is that you shifting?
Yeah, that's me
shifting. Do that again. And now that's your last time ever doing that. Don't you ever do that again. I'm going to censor this. Oh, man.
If you're listening... Let me describe what's happening to you.
Oh my gosh.
I have my hand on an imaginary gear shift, and I am shifting from first gear. Didn't hit the clutch. Grinding the gears so hard. didn't hit the clutch. Grinding the gears real hard. And I'm going from first to fourth, back up to third, and then down to sixth.
I'm just saying that this whole
things up.
That everything we're doing with these topics.
Jared
feels
is still
like,
laying on top of me. God. He never got up. The gear shift, that's why I didn't pop the clutch.
What?
It's because, Jared, I can't move that leg anymore. It's numb.
It's numb for me? Okay.
You've been laying on me for like 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
What were you trying to say?
I was trying to say that it seems like you're a good member of the Atarmy, is what I'm saying. You know? Oh, man.
Yeah, can we, is there an army theme song? Do they have one of those?
I was trying to think. I don't think so.
They what's might. The, they probably do. What's the theme? Can we 8-bit it is what I'm asking.
What are you talking about? 8-bit?
Yeah. Like, turn it into an 8-bit track.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you want to turn the fiddle music into an 8-bit track?
That'd be kind of fun.
Can we do that? Do you know how to do that, Alex? He goes, I don't know. What was that?
It's the Army Song.
Is it just called the Army Song?
No, it's called Army Strong.
Oh, dude, no.
It's called Army Strong, the Army Song.
No, there's an Army Song.
How's it go?
I'm in the Lord's Army. Yes, sir.
I knew that's a joke.
I'm a part of a Tarmy. Yes, sir. Fiddle that off.